Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Arise to Pray. Arise and shine to pray. We bless the Lord for this day, for truly this is a day that the Lord has made. And the Bible tells us to rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice because the Lord watched over us last night as we slept. Oh, what a glorious God we serve. I bless the Lord knowing that he never slumbers nor sleeps. He is awake all the time. Praises be to his holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving us another opportunity, Lord God, to sing praises unto your name, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, for another opportunity, Lord God, to get it right with you, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father God, for another opportunity, Lord God, to tell somebody else about a God that lives, hallelujah, a God that's powerful, a God that is almighty, our creator, our heavenly Father. Glory to your name. Oh, God, we praise your name on this day, Lord God. Father, you tell us early in the morning shall we seek your face. Hallelujah, God, your face, Lord, we shall seek. Oh, God, I bless your name, Lord God. Knowing, Father God, all I have to do, Lord, is just call upon you and you shall answer my prayer. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that my voice shall I hear in the morning. Oh, Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Hallelujah, Jesus, for all my health, all my strength cometh from you, Lord God. Ah, Father, I bless your name on this day, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being my high tower. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for being my fortress, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for being the great I am. Father God, you tell me, Lord God, that I can be whatever, that you can be whatever it is I desire you to be. Hallelujah, God, on this day, Lord God, I ask you, God, to just guide me on the right path, Lord God. Father, show me the way, Lord God, that I need to go. For Father God, let your will be done in this earth today, Lord God, as it is in heaven. Father God, you tell me that you would not suffer my foot to be moved. Ah, God, that you, the keeper, shall not slumber, no sleep. Ah, God, I bless your name, Lord God. You tell me, Lord God, that the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night, Lord God. Ah, Father God, I bless your name, Lord God. For you shall preserve me from all evil. Hallelujah, God. You shall preserve my soul. Father God, that's why I can lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. For I know my help cometh from the Lord, you who made heaven and earth. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, hallelujah, for your love, God. Your love that you have poured into us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for I am your child, and I commit to walk in the Lord. Hallelujah, with the kind of love, God, that you have. Oh, Father, I know that I can endure long. Father, I am patient and kind, Lord God, toward others, Lord God, just as you are patient and kind toward me. Father God, I declare and decree on this day, Lord God, that I'm neither envious, oh God, nor do I boil over with jealousy, Lord God. I'm not boastful, hallelujah, Jesus. I don't display any traits, Lord God, contrary to your word. Father God, I desire, Lord God, to walk in love, Lord God. Love, Lord God, that you showed to me, Lord God, so many times over and over, God. Your unconditional love, Lord. Oh, Father God, I rejoice, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that you're right and just, Lord God. Father God, I bear up under anything, Lord God, knowing that perfect love, Lord God, covers a multitude of sins. I am ever ready, Lord God, to believe the best in others, Lord God, by hopes of fadeless under any circumstances. I, Lord God, will endure everything without weakening because the love of God is in me, and that love shall never fail. Father God, I bless and pray for those, Lord, who persecute me, God, who are cruel in their attitude toward me, Lord God. Father God, I bless them and do not curse them, Lord God. Hallelujah. Therefore, my love abounds yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Hallelujah. God, I approve things that are excellent. I am sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. I am filled with the fruits of righteousness. Oh, God, everywhere I go, I commit to plant seeds of love. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your seed of love that's within me, Lord. I know that these seeds will produce your love in the hearts to whom they are given. Father, I thank you that as I flow in your love and wisdom, people are being blessed by my life. And by the ministry, Lord God, you make me to find favor, Lord God, and compassion, Lord God, and love and kindness with others, Lord God. I am rooted deep in love and founded sincerely, Lord God, on love and securely on love, knowing, Lord, that you are on my side and nothing is able to separate me from your love. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, have mercy upon me on this morning, Lord God. Oh, God, have mercy upon me, Lord God. Oh, God, I repent, Lord God, of any bad holdings or feelings that we have toward others, Lord God. For, Father God, it is my desire to be in your most perfect will, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, that your mercy endureth forever, Lord God, that you're so merciful, you're so kind. Oh, Father God, I just bless your name, Lord God. I ask, God, that you would stir us even the more, Lord God. That, Father God, if we have unforgiveness in our hearts, Lord God, that you would teach us, Lord God, how to walk in forgiveness. Father God, help us to repent, Lord God, of anything, God, that may hold us back, Lord God, if we have strife, Lord God, if we have bitterness, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, if we have jealousy, Lord God, or any unkindness in us, Lord God, in any form. By faith, Lord God, we receive assurance, Lord God, that we're cleansed from all unrighteousness through Jesus Christ as long as we call upon you, Lord God. Father, I ask, God, that you would forgive us and release us from all wrong and all hurt, Lord God. Father God, release us, Lord God, from anything hidden within our hearts, Lord God, that will keep us, Lord God, from getting closer to you, Lord God. Anything, Lord God, that's hidden within us, Lord God, that will present a stumbling block in our pathway, Lord God, to righteousness, Lord God. Father, we ask that you remove it in the name of Jesus. From this moment, Lord God, we purpose to walk in love, Lord God. We purpose, Lord God, to seek peace, Lord God. We purpose, Lord God, to live in agreement and to conduct ourselves toward others in a manner that's pleasing unto you. Oh, God, help us, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, to look towards you, Lord God, when things, Lord God, that we need to purge ourselves from seem so hard to do, Lord God. Father, it's written in your word that the love of God has been poured forth into our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us, Lord God. Oh, Father, I believe that love flows forth into the lives of everyone. I know that, God, we may be filled with and abound in the fruits of righteousness, Lord God, which bring glory and honor unto you. But, Father God, where there is unforgiveness, Lord God, I ask that you would place it with forgiveness, Lord God. Where there's misunderstanding, Lord God, I ask, God, that you would give us understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hear our prayer on this morning, Lord God. Father God, we know that prayer will prepare us to change, Lord God. Change the way we look at things, Lord God. Change the way we do things, Lord God. Prayer, Lord God, is our communication with you, Lord. And, Father God, as we pray, Lord God, I ask, God, that the words that we speak, Lord God, which are your words, Lord God, that, Father God, they won't just be words we just speak idly, Lord God, but, Father God, we would take these words in, Lord God, and apply it to our lives, Lord God. Oh, God, I love the fact that, Lord God, you listen, Lord God, to our prayers, Lord Jesus. You listen to our petition, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, that your word, Lord God, is pure. Your word, Father God, is holy. Your word, God, is righteous. Oh, Father God, your word is sharper than a two-edged sword, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, I bless your name, Lord God, knowing, God, that there is nothing too hard for you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, regardless of the circumstances on today, Lord God, you've already made a way of escape. Father, we know that there is nothing too hard for you and nothing takes you by surprise. Father God, you knew on this day that you ordained, Lord God, of everything that would have occurred in our lives. Oh, Father God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've made that way of escape. I thank you, Heavenly Father God, that all we have to do is call on you. All we have to do is hold to your unchanging hand. All we have to do is to believe, because you said if we believe, we shall receive whatsoever we ask for in prayer. And Father God, right now I stand in agreement, Lord God, for every petition, Lord God, knowing that you've made that way of escape, Lord God. that, Father God, if we would just be still in our spirit, Lord God, that we would hear your direction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being the God that answers prayers, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father God, for just listening to our hearts, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for creating in us, Lord God, a clean heart and renewing the right spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for teaching us all things, Lord God, teaching us your ways, Lord God, teaching us your statutes, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your hands have made and fashioned us, Lord God, giving us understanding, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so faithful to us, Lord God, even when we are not faithful. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, for having mercy upon us, Lord God, for your mercy endures forever. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, Father. Your name, Father. Oh, we shouldn't be weary in well doing, knowing that the Lord our God sees all things. He sits high and he looks low, and nothing takes him by surprise. And whatever we do for the Lord surely is not in vain. The Lord pressed upon my heart to just play another portion of that song, Hallelujah, so that we know, regardless of what we do, we're doing it all for the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. All glory, all honor, and all praises belongs unto the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name. I keep hearing in my of escape, hallelujah, Jesus. And I'd like to take you to the Word of God, hallelujah, Jesus. In Exodus, the 14th chapter, the Lord, the Israelites, from the Egyptians' stronghold. And in Exodus 14, it talks about how Moses was leading the Egyptians, the Israelites, from Egypt to the promised land, to the land that God had already ordained for them. And along the way, the Lord had the Israelites in between what we consider a rock and a hard place. The Egyptians were behind them, and the Red Sea was before them. And the Bible says that they were a little weary. The people were a little weary because they started murmuring and complaining and saying, oh, Moses, you brought us out here so that we can die. Hallelujah. But Moses says in the 13th verse of the 14th chapter of Exodus, it says, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. In the 14th verse, it says, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. We have the blessed assurance that the Lord will fight our battle if we would just stand still. Remember, whatever the circumstances is in your life today, whatever is going on, it is not taking God by surprise. He knew on this day what will occur. All you have to do is just rejoice, hallelujah, be glad, be of good courage, knowing that the Lord shall fight your battle. The victory belongs to you. I've read the Bible numerous times from Revelation, from Genesis to Revelation, and I have yet to see where the Lord has lost a battle. Every time God has been victorious. And why is he victorious? He is the creator. He created everything. Hallelujah, Jesus. All power belongs to him. He doesn't have to come down and do anything. All he has to do is speak a word, and it shall come to pass. Oh, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Hallelujah, knowing today the victory belongs to you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if we continue on in the 14th chapter, we see that Moses was a God used Moses to part the Red Sea, and the Israelites crossed over on dry land. And as the Egyptians were following them, the Bible says that when the last Israelite crossed over on dry land, God allowed Moses to put down the staff, and the sea came back together, and a lot and all of the Egyptians were lost at sea. In the 29th verse, it says, "But the children of Israel walked upon the dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." Ah, to stand still and watch God move on your behalf. Hallelujah. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, glory to your name, Lord God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah. We should be rejoicing. I am encouraged. Hallelujah, Jesus. Knowing that, hallelujah, I walk in the light. Hallelujah, Jesus. And God is right there by my side. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord God. If you desire prayer, I ask that you call area code 843-830-9325. The prayer line is available 24 hours a day. If you do not have long distance, you can email us at ariseandshine08@yahoo.com. That's ariseandprayo8@yahoo.com. Or you can, a short email address would be Seer Simmons@hotmail.com. That's Seer Simmons, all one word, @hotmail.com. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We thank you for joining in with us. Remember that the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of all life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Remember when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and failed. Why? Because the Lord was on our side. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait upon the Lord. Until we meet again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on this call, God bless you. God shall keep you in his most perfect peace. God bless. Thank you.